真是啊，靠着神的恩典，我们有些已经做了父亲。
With God's grace, some of us have become fathers ourselves.
将来这些孩子们也是一样，他如果从小认识主的话，他们将来也会啊，成为一个啊，真是讨神喜悦的父亲。
So these kids are going to be walking the same way if they keep walking in the Lord and doing things that's pleasing to God. And in the future, they'll become a father that's pleasing to God.
好，我们今天大家都知道是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
啊，是啊。那么我们特别是蒙恩的儿女，我们啊，蒙耶稣基督所拯救的，我们更加知道，也是给我们一个提醒，我们这位在天上的父。
Blessed children as we are, it's especially a reminder for us about our Heavenly Father.
啊，我们这位啊天上的父啊，真是我们真正的啊父亲。
He's our real father.
他也给我们在地上，我们每一个人都有啊都有父亲。
He gives us an earthly father also.
也真是让我们啊在地上能够明白啊，能够借着他在地上给我们父亲，能够让我们真正的明白。天父的心意。
So that we can understand truly the will of our Heavenly Father through the earthly Father that He has given us.
所以今天我想跟大家一起分享，就是来看我们的主耶稣基督，我们知道他是神的儿子，他如何真正的把父的心肠能够向我们每一个人在地上的人都显明出来。
So today I'd like to share with you that how our Lord Jesus Christ has manifested the will of our Heavenly Father on earth.
我们先来看一看我们这个画片能不能打开出来啊。那么我们在打开这画片之前，我们可以翻开圣经，是在马太福音第六章。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章是主耶稣他在教导我们如何来祷告。
Chapter 6 of Matthew was about how Jesus taught his disciples how we should pray.
我们从第六章的第九节到第十节，我们来看我们的主耶稣。
Let's read verses 9-10.
我们先用中文，我们如果翻到的话，我们先一起来念。
Chinese verse, please.
第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。太好了，非常好，你们多读几节更好。
Yeah, actually, we're only going to read Matthew's 6, 9 to 10, and the Chinese read a few more verses, that's just fine. So let's read in English Matthew 6, 9 to 10. Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这也是主耶稣他来到地上，不但是教导我们，这也是明明的显明告诉我们他来到地上的使命。
This is what our Lord Jesus Christ taught us when he was on earth, and it also shows us his mission on earth.
就是我们要人人都尊他的名为圣。
As all of us should behold a God's name as holy.
当我们谈到在父亲节的时候，特别谈的讲到我们当孝敬父母的时候。
Especially on this Father's Day, as we talk about, we need to honor our parents.
我想我们许多人都知道，是在圣经里面很早的很早的时候就已经有这条诫命。
We all know this commandment from very early on, which is recorded in the Bible.
这个就是我们刚才读的圣经我跳过去。我们在圣经里面，如果还记得的话，是在出埃及记。
If you remember in Exodus chapter 20.
他是在埃及记摩西那个时候从神那里领受神所给以色列人颁布的十诫。
If you remember at that time, during Exodus time, Moses received the commandments, the Ten Commandments from God.
所以他其中有一条诫命是说，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
One of the commandments is Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
当时神是要把他们从埃及地领出来带入迦南地。
God was leading the Israelites out of Egypt to a Canaan.
就是在旷野的时候神给他们颁布了十条诫命。
And in the wilderness, God gave them the Ten Commandments.
当时其中当孝敬父母就是其中的一条。
Honor your father and your mother was one of it.
然后我们在新约的时候，使徒保罗在这里，他再次的引用了这条诫命。
In New Testament, Apostle Paul quoted this commandment again.
他在这里说，他是在以弗所书里面第六章第二节是这样说道。
In Ephesians 6:2,
他说要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Paul said, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth."
因为保罗在这里特别提到，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And Paul especially mentioned, "This is a commandment with a promise."
因为你这样去做的时候，神会使你在地上的日子长久。
Because when you do that, you may enjoy long life on this earth.
所以我们知道，我们在地上，我们不单是在这里纪念父亲节。
So we know today we're not only celebrating Father's Day.
我们也真是在这里再次的提醒我们这些蒙恩的儿女，我们在天上的这位父是如何的爱我们。
But we're also reminding ourselves, God's children, that this, our Heavenly Father, how much He loves us.
他给了我们的他的诫命，让我们能够靠着他的诫命能够活出来。
He has given us His commandments so that we can live.
他会赐福给我们，当我们遵他诫命而行的时候。
He will bless us if we follow His commandments.
那么，下面我们要从几个方面来讲，特别讲到我们讲到这个孝敬父母的话，这个词还是比较抽象的。
Now let's look at what we should do, because the word honor is kind of abstract.
有点抽象，所以我们下面来看，我们当怎样去行才能够算得做我们在孝敬父母呢？
So let's take a look at exactly what we should do to honor our fathers and mothers.
当然，我们的答案，我们要知道我们怎样去做的话，要按了神的话语去做，我们要神行。神眼中看为正的事情和善的事情，这才是叫真正的孝敬父母。
Of course, our answer comes from God's word, and doing what is good and right in the eyes of the Lord, that's what we can be really counted as honoring.
对，我们先一起，刚才我们在读圣经的时候，我引用了一段在马拉基书，我们那个时候还没有读。我们现在我们可以在这里一起读一下马拉基书，这是在第一章的第六节到第十一节。
Let's read together the some scripture verses from Malachi. Malachi chapter 1 verses 6 through 11.
我在这个片上面就打出来了那个第六节。
So the PowerPoint shows only verse 6.
然后你们其他的节数你们可以去看你们的圣经。
You can look at your Bible for the remaining verses.
当时马拉基书马拉基是一位先知。
Malachi was a prophet.
他是在我们主耶稣降世之前大概一百年的时候。
Approximately 100 years before Jesus was born.
因为神要他向以色列人说话。
God wanted him to speak to the Israelites.
所以我们在这里，我们一起来看一段这个第六节，第一章的第六节。
So let's take a look at chapter 1, verse 6.
我用中文来念，然后再英文。
We're reading Chinese first, then English.
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的人在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名？
1:6 A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests who despise my name. But you say, How have we despised your name?
所以我们在读到的时候，如果你继续往下看的话，他们这些以色列人还问， 他说我们什么地方没有尊你的名呢？为甚呢？
If you continue to read the following verses, you notice that the Israelites continue to ask, "How have we shown contempt for your name?"
所以神在这里借着先知说，你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，你们还在这里说何事上污秽你呢？
And God said through the prophet that by offering defiled food on my altar, but you ask, "How have we defiled you?"
因为神继续说，你们将瞎眼的献为祭物，这不是恶吗？
And God continued to say, when you offer blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong?
因为当时以色列人他们轻看神的名。
Because Israelites at that time really view lightly of God's name.
他们所做的包括献祭都不蒙神的悦纳。
Even their sacrifice was not pleasing to God.
因为他们没有按照神的话语神所吩咐的去做去行。
Because they did not do it according to God's word.
包括到后面的时候包括这些以色列人就是用诡诈来带他们的妻子。
Even later, they did evil things towards their own wife.
所以他们所行的在神的眼中都看为是恶的。
So whatever they did, in God's eye, that was regarded as evil.
所以神在这里说，他们没有尊他的名为圣。
That's why God said here that you show contempt for my name.
因为知道儿子当尊敬父亲。
Because we know sons should respect their fathers.
仆人当敬畏主人。
And a servant should respect their master.
但是这些以色列人是神的子民，他们的敬畏在哪里呢？
But the Israelites, as children of God, where are their respect and honor?
好，那么一百年以后，就是在这个先知一百年讲了以后，这位神的儿子耶稣基督来到地上。
So 100 years after that, when after Malachi, prophet Malachi spoke, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to the world.
所以他来到地上，让我们真正的看到一个真正的神的儿子是如何来遵神的话而行。
So he came to the earth to show us how exactly the true Son of God was following God's commandment.
所以主耶稣我们还记得我们常看主耶稣他行的第一件神迹。
We remember the first miracle performed by Jesus.
虽然那个时间还没有到。
Even though it was not yet the time.
那是在一个他和门徒一起参加一个婚礼喜庆的婚礼。
That was when he was attending a wedding with his disciples.
你还记得他的母亲？这个时候他没有酒了。他的母亲，他生母，来到他这里跟他说：“他们没有酒了。”
They ran out of wine, and his mother came to tell Jesus, "They ran out of wine."
主耶稣这时候说什么？母亲，这你与我有何相干？
What did Jesus say at that time? He said, "Mother, what does this have to do with me?"
我的时间还没有到。
My time is not yet.
我们听上去好像说，好像有点不太客气哈。
It sounds like not very polite.
但是我们要知道，因为主耶稣他自己很清楚他来的使命。
But we should know that Jesus knows exactly what his mission is.
他有他的时间。
He has his time.
这个时间是他的父所安排的。
The time was determined by his father.
但是他孝敬他的母亲。
But he honored his mother.
虽然他的时间没有到。
Even though his time wasn't yet.
但是他还是去做了。
He still did it.
把水变成了酒。
And he turned the water into wine.
这就是他完全的在这里是一个尊敬他的母亲。
That's how he honored his mother.
我们还有再看到，这是他做的第一件神迹。
So that was his first miracle.
你们如果还记得他，主耶稣要最后上十字架。
And then also, if you remember, when Jesus was on the cross at the last moment,
还记得圣经上约翰福音里面怎么记载他在十字架上面所做的最后一件事情？
Do you remember what was the last thing on the cross that Jesus did on it recorded in John?
因为他对着他的母亲说：“你看哪，你的儿子。”
And he said to his mother, "Look, this is your son."
然后他看着他的门徒说：“看哪，你的母亲。”
And he looked at his disciple and said, "Look at your mother."
因为主耶稣他知道自己，他必须在被钉死在十字架上。
Because Jesus knew he was going to die soon.
顺服父神的旨意。
And submit, being obedient to the will of God.
他不能在这地上来孝敬他的母亲。
He could not continue to honor his mother on this earth.
但是他也知道他的母亲因着他受了多少的苦难。
But he knew how much suffering that his mother had gone through.
因为他背负了一个名，就是说从淫乱而生的。
Because she had carried this name of bearing a child before marriage.
因为对许多不幸的来说，他们是把它看作是一个从淫乱而生的像主耶稣。
Because for those unbelievers, they were considering Jesus as being born out of adultery.
所以主耶稣就把他的母亲交付托他的门徒。
So Jesus gave the duty of caring for his mother to his disciple.
所以在他上十字架所做的记载上，这是他做的最后一件事情。
So that was the last thing recorded about what Jesus did with, on the cross.
那圣经上记载说，从此以后，这个门徒就把他的母亲，耶稣母亲，带到他家里去了。
And the Bible says, from that day on, the disciple took Jesus' mother in.
所以我们看到我们主耶稣，我们也知道我们主耶稣他自己在地上完完全全的顺服父神的旨意。
So we can also see that Jesus, while he was on the earth, completely submit to God's will.
而且他敬畏神，他只做神父神要他所做的一切的工。
And he really respected God's word and did only what his father asked him to do.
他也把这样父真是带到我们，让我们每一个人都能够认识这位父主如何的慈爱。
He wanted us all to know truly the Father and how gracious the Father is.
他也为我们喝了这杯苦杯，就是说上十字架的这个苦杯。
And he himself took the cup, the bitter cup of going onto the cross.
所以我们知道他最后也求父要曾经要挪开这个杯，但是他说要按你的旨意，但不是按自己的旨意。
And even though when he asked appeal to God to remove that cup, but he also said, according to your will, but not my will.
所以我们要看到这个真正的孝敬父母，这就完全从心里，是我们的心态，是我们的态度的问题。
So as we can see, regarding honoring your father and mother, it really has to do with our attitude.
就是我们真正是否有一颗敬畏的心和一份感恩的心在里面。
Whether we really have a respectful heart and a thankful heart within us.
所以是不是我们能够真正的凡事感谢？
Can we really truly be thankful in everything?
我们能不能为我们的父母亲他为我们所做的一切我们都能够表示感谢？
Can we be thankful for everything that our parents have do for us?
而且从我们心里尊敬他们。
And we truly respect them from the bottom of our heart.
我们不会因为他们所受的教育程度我们有所轻看。
We will never kind of show contempt to them just because of the level of education that they have received.
我们也不会因为他们所做的工作来来供应我们的家庭的需要而轻看他们的工作，有些可能是再来看来好像不是那么很赚钱的工作。
We don't look down on them just because of the kind of job that they hold in order to provide for the family. Some of those jobs may not seem so grandiose.
可能有的工作是非常需要很多的体力的。
Some may be a hardworking type of work.
我们人人都很喜欢做个白领方面的工作啊。
We all like to be office workers.
他们可能没有做白领的工作，他们可能只做蓝领的工作。
But they may not be holding white collar type of work, but it's the blue collar jobs.
有可能有的人连什么领子都没有啊。
Or no collar type of jobs.
但是你要知道我们不应该轻看他们，因为他们在勤勤恳恳的在为这个家所需要的，地上所需要的来供应，来殷勤的劳动。
But we should never look down on them because they work diligently to provide for the family.
当他们慢慢慢慢的年长了之后，他们退休了之后，他们很需要，他们体力上面身体上面和感情方面也很需要我们做儿女的来体贴和照顾。
As they grow older, they also need more emotional and physical support from their children.
这个也是更加的能够显明出来我们的心态是如何对他们来孝敬他们。
That's when we can further show our attitude regarding how we honor them.
所以我们在这里讲到的话，实际上你看到我们的儿女如何孝敬父母的话，我们先不要看到好像是刚才在台上这些孩子们哈。
So, you know, when we talk about honoring our father and mother, it's not just about like the little kids on the stage and singing to their parents.
实际上神讲这个话真正的是全是对成人的儿女成人为儿女的所讲。
But the Bible is teaching the adult children how you should honor your father and mother.
而且他们也是为他们自己的孩子做一个榜样。
And these adult children are actually setting a good example for their own children.
所以我们当我们敬畏神的时候，我们也会遵神的话语而行。
As we fear God, we will follow His commandments.
所以这句诫命，当孝敬父母，这个是一条诫命。
So that's why honor your father and mother is a commandment.
所以我们要记住，我们当尽我们的本分。
See, we've got to remember, we need to do our own, carry out our own responsibilities.
当我们这样去做的时候，不但我们做了孩子们的榜样，我们自己孩子的榜样，我们同时是在遵守神的诫命，我们会得到他的祝福。
When we do that, we're not only setting up an example for our children, but also we will receive blessing from God when we follow His commandment.
但有的人我们可能会问哈，如果是信主的家庭的父母，可能还比较好办一点。如果我的父母还没有信主的话，我是否我当怎样来孝敬他呢？
Some might ask, well, it's easy for those whose parents are believers and Christians. What if my parents are not Christians and non-believers? How should I honor them?
所以他们有时候常常他们一些要求一些东西，可能我们确实很难满足哈。
Sometimes our parents' requests may seem hard to fulfill, to meet.
包括我们可能花了许多的时间来侍奉主的话，他们可能也不理解，那我们怎么办呢？
And sometimes if we spend a lot of time in serving God at church, our parents may not support and understand why.
但是我们按照神的诫命，我们还是一样，更加的要孝敬他们。
But as we follow God's commandment, we should more do the same in honoring them.
当你这样去行的时候，你这样去做的时候，神会祝福你。
God will bless you if you do that.
我们也知道神会借着你的好的行为你所遵守行的话语，他们会改变你，他们你的父母亲。
And through your good behavior and your action of obeying God's commandment, God will change your parents.
所以他们如果能够因着你的好的行为，你这样去按照神的话语去做，他们也能够信主的话，这是对他们来说是最最大的福分。
If your parents can come to know Christ, then it will be the biggest blessing to them if they see your good behavior and your obeying obedience to God's commandment.
这也是真正的父神的心意，他是要万人都得救。
That is the true will of God as He wants all to be saved.
我们在这里可以看一个例子，当然不是直接的讲的是生父，但是我们可以看大卫的例子。
So we can take a look at the example of David. This is not a father of by blood.
但是呢，因为他们知道大卫和扫罗就是以色列的第一个王的关系。
But we know the relationship between David and Saul, the first king of Israel.
大卫他后来就成为这个扫罗的女婿，对吧
？As David became the son-in-law of Saul.
但是那个时候保罗他那个时候就要杀他，因为嫉妒。
But Saul was out of jealousy, wanted to kill David.
所以他呢，他到处去追这个大卫。
So he persecuted him.
但是我们知道神是实际上不是大卫有很多次的机会，他可以把那个扫罗给杀掉。
So as you read the story, you know that there were very many opportunities when David could have killed Saul.
但是大卫没有这样做。
But David never did that.
包括最后一次大卫手下的他的勇士都已经把扫罗的枪。一些水壶都拿走了。
So, including the last time when David's followers already took away Saul's the spears and all the water bottles and things.
他包括他们的勇士要带大卫允许他们把扫罗杀掉。
And the David's warriors and soldiers wanted to ask David to permit them to kill Saul.
但是大卫没有这样行。
But David didn't do that.
大卫为什么没有这样做？
Why was that?
因为他敬畏神。
Because he honored God.
因为大卫说这是受膏者，他不可以去杀害神的受膏者。
Because David said, "I shall not kill the anointed one of the Lord."
所以在撒母耳记是这样的记载到这件事情。
So that's how it's recorded in the book of Samuel.
他说，二十三节说，今日耶和华将王交在我手里，我却不肯伸手。害耶和华的受膏者，耶和华必照个人的公义诚实报答他。
In 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 23, it was recorded, "The Lord rewards everyone for their righteousness and faithfulness. The Lord delivered you into my hands today, but I would not lay a hand on the Lord's anointed."
然后大卫继续在说，我今日看重你的性命，因为他在对扫罗说，愿耶和华也看重我的性命，并且拯救我脱离一切的患难。
David continued to say in verse 24, "As surely as I value your life today, so may the Lord value my life and deliver me from all trouble."
然后这个时候扫罗就回应大卫的话。
And then Saul responded to David.
扫罗对大卫说，我儿大卫，愿你得福，你必做大事，也必得胜。于是大卫起行，扫罗回他的本处去。
Then Saul said to David, "May you be blessed, David, my son. You will do great things and surely triumph." So David went on his way, and Saul returned home.
所以我们在这里看到是大卫如何的，对神的受膏者他是如何的敬重。
So as you can see here, how David respected the anointed one of Jehovah.
虽然他已经犯了罪，是扫罗犯了罪，但是大卫他不去动神的受膏者。
Even though Saul already sinned, but David would not kill the Lord's anointed.
所以我们知道，我们神要拯救每一个人，他有他们自己的方法和时间。
So we know God has His own way of and time to save everyone.
如果我们的父母亲或者亲戚朋友们或者我们的长辈还没有信主的，我们更当的在他们面前有好的见证。
So if our parents or our relatives or our seniors do not know Jesus Christ, we should even more have good actions, show good actions and behavior before them.
让我们自己先照着神的话语去行，遵守他的一切的诫命。
First and foremost, we need to follow God's commandments in all that He has said.
因为我们也知道，我们曾经也是不认识神的人。
Because we used to be the one who did not know God.
对，虽然我们神想要借着他的周围各样的环境，实际上我们是应该从心里知道，是明明是有神的。
So even though we should have known from the bottom of our heart that there was a God, you know, by all the things that gave circumstances that God said.
看看我们过去自己，我们从来没有把神当作一个真正的一个神来敬畏和荣耀他。
But in the past, we never really respected God as the God He deserves.
所以我们要有同样的心，以神的心来怜悯我们还没有信主的父母亲或者是长辈们。
So today, we should show mercy to those parents and elders who do not know God yet with a merciful heart.
当然我们就也对做父母已经做父母亲的来讲哈。
And also for those parents,
当你还没有信主的时候，确实你的儿女在身上他们要行出来如何孝敬父母的话，是的，重担是比一般的人要重得多。
So if you don't believe in God, your children, when they try to honor you, the burden is even heavier than usual.
所以下面我是想就对着做父亲的做父亲们，已经做父亲们的我们当如何来行，使能够配得上这些儿女们，他们真是来孝敬可以完全按照神的心意、神的话语来孝敬你们。
So I'd like to share with you how what fathers should do to be worthy of the honor from our children.
所以我们也知道，真正的答案，这做父亲们的答案也是一样，要行耶和华眼中所看为正的事。
So really, the answer is the same, that we need to do what is good and right in the eyes of the Lord our God.
那么我们当怎样去行呢？
How should we do that?
我们怎样行才是看神眼中看为善、看为对的事情。
What shall we do in order to be viewed as what's good and right in the eyes of the Lord?
我们仍然回到我们主耶稣基督。我们主耶稣基督是我们真正的榜样和生命的所赐予生命的这位生命的主。
We should still come back to Jesus Christ because He is the real example for us how to live a life.
所以我们有这样的一位父亲，如果他是一位敬畏神的父亲。
So if we have a father who respects God, who fear God,
他也是遵守神的诫命的这位父亲。
Who also follows God's commandment.
所以他自己首先是做了好的榜样，如何来孝敬，做到孝敬父母。
then the father is already a good example as to how to honor his parents.
而且他是怎样在他自己的家中怎样把儿女带大，是带到神的面前。
And how the father at home in the family will bring children to God.
所以他自己本身敬畏神，他有智慧。
Then this father has wisdom in fearing God and honoring God.
而且很忠心的在他神所给他的家里面的这样的摆上和侍奉。
So he is also faithful in the duties, responsibilities that God has given him.
这位父亲，他特别是他爱他的妻子，而且尊敬他的妻子。
This father would love his and honor his wife.
因为这个是一个整个家庭的一个最最基本的基础。
Because that's the basic foundation of a family.
如果你要看刚才马拉基书，我们讲到后面的时候，神对这些以色列人，他们抛弃了幼年的所娶的妻，和他们用诡诈对待他们的妻子，神是非常的愤怒，认为这是非常可恶的事情。
So we read the book of Malachi earlier. So actually, following those verses, a few verses later, you can see that God really despised those men who had a look down on their wives who were from young, and they do them with tricky schemes.
如果你要去问孩子们给打分的时候，你作为父亲对待你妻子的态度，你是否爱她，这是打分的分量是非常非常的大。
So as you, if you ask children about a father, and so if you kind of ask them to grade a father, so how a father treats their wife and how whether they love or respect their the children's mother will count a lot.
作为一个属灵里面的父亲要带领这家庭的话，他是和妻子会常常的在一起祷告。
As a spiritual head of the family, a father will often pray with his wife.
这位父亲他是爱孩子的父亲。
The father will love his children.
他能够承担起家里的一切属灵方面的责任来。
He is a spiritual leader and accepts the spiritual responsibility of his family.
他可以和妻子一起在家里能够建立起一个真正的以圣经为基础的一个价值观。
And he is able to establish together with his wife a sound biblically supported family value.
这位父亲也是一位谦卑的父亲。
The father would also be a humble father.
当他自己做错事情的时候，他能够说对不起。
He's willing to say sorry when he does something wrong.
能够跟家里面人说，请你的原谅。
He's willing to say, please forgive me to his family members.
他也是很主动的，很积极的，能够带领着家庭建立起一些非常好的一些习惯。
And he will proactively initiate some meaningful family habits and traditions.
包括就带着孩子们、家庭们一起能够参加敬拜，参加圣经的学习，或者包括家里面自己的圣经的学习。
Including leading the kids to the church for Bible studies and having Bible studies at home as well.
这位父亲他又是积极的、努力的在工作上面工作，来提供给家里面所最基本的生活上面的需要。
This father would work hard as a servant to provide for the family their basic needs.
他们呢，这个父亲呢，也总是当孩子们需要他的时候，他总是在那里。
And this father would always be available when his children need him.
而且他能够给孩子们比较实际，能够实际应用上面的一些生活上面的一些真正的智慧。
And he will give wise advice to his children, practical instructions about life.
而且他自己本身又是不断学习的。
And furthermore, he will never stop learning.
因为他知道他要怎样的更加的提高，他如何作为一个父亲这方面的一个真正的知识和技能。
Because he understands how he needs to improve his skill as a man, a husband, and a father.
对，然后他还包括还有，因为他要既然做父亲，他一定也是做丈夫，而且特别是最重要的是，他怎样成为一个真正的一个男人。
So to be a good father, he also needs to be a good husband and basically how to be a good man.
对，我们讲的这个男人就相当于一个成人了，一个成熟的人。
A mature adult, a mature man.
那么他愿意这样的和其他的弟兄们能够在一起，有这样的定期的一些小组的学习，和大家一起愿意来一起提高自己。
he'd be willing to fellowship with other Christian men in a small group setting to study and improve.
所以让这样的父亲能够渐渐地在主里面啊长大成熟。
Fathers like this would continue to grow in their spirit.
如果像这样的父亲的话，我想对儿女来说不但是非常大的祝福，而且儿女一定会非常敬重和孝敬这位作为父亲的。
These kind of fathers are definitely going to be a blessing to their children, and furthermore, the children of such fathers will certainly honor these fathers.
所以我们在这里，真是我在这里也真是劝啊各位啊已经做父亲的啊，特别的是啊来到按照神的话语来真正做一个称职的讨神啊喜悦的父亲。
So I urge you, all the fathers here, that you will be able to follow God's commandments and really become a father that's pleasing to God.
实际上我们刚才讲的这些做父亲的啊心，好像是在家庭里面，实际上我们再把它放大，再放大大一点，我们看到我们神的家，那是在神的家里面，我们也是同样的一样的啊。这个要做为父的心。
So all those qualities we just mentioned about father and the father's heart, it seemed like it all just applied to families, but actually it also applies to God's household, a fatherhood.
对，因为我们知道我们这是在神的家，我们是一个真正的一个大家。
Because ours is a big family of God's household.
所以我们在这里看一段，因为啊，在神的家里面的时候，我们也需要有这样的，真是有父的心肠的心。来在这里帮助我们的年轻的弟兄和姐妹在我们的这个大家里面能够成长。
Because in the God's household, we also need this fatherhood heart to help our youngsters to grow in Christ.
下面我们看一段，因为保罗，使徒保罗他很早的时候就发现啊，我们教会里面啊，在神的家中有这样的一个问题存在。
So next, let's look at some scriptures that describes how Apostle Paul noticed very early on how the church needs, have issues regarding that.
是啊，他在写信给哥林多啊那个教会的时候，他有这样写道。
That's when Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, and he wrote.
他这样说是在第四章，如果你们要看圣经的话，就啊哥林多前书第四章。
So First Corinthians chapter 4.
他们说保罗这样说，第十五节。你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们，所以我求你们效法我。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 15 to 16. Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I urge you to imitate me.
因为他跟哥林多教会在说，他说：“你看呐、啊，你们的教会里面大家都在学基督，对吧？但是呢，师傅确实很多很多师傅。保罗在这说到有一万。
So he was telling the Corinthians that see you're all trying to follow Jesus Christ, and although you have ten thousand guardians in Christ,
但是
but you don't have many fathers.
但是呢，为父的却不多。
But you do not have many fathers.
所以到这个里面到底有没有区别
？So what is the difference?
所以师傅和一个是为父的。
Guardians versus fathers.
但我们知道保罗他啊，他是把包括提摩太都是当作他的儿子一样。
Paul views many, including Timothy, as his own son.
包括在哥林多教会的这些基督徒们，保罗是把他们当作像他是他生的一样，用福音生了他们。
Same with all those Christians in the Church of Corinth. Paul views them as his spiritual children in God.
所以我们要看到哈，师父和父亲是不一样。
So you should know that guardians are different from fathers.
到底什么地方不一样
？How are they different？
所以这有的时候就想，父亲毕竟是父亲哈，他是有一个这个生命的一个完全的一个生命的连接。
So we know father has this life bond with us.
我们不能说师父不爱，就是我们的教会里面的这些啊，或者说年长的这些弟兄姐妹不爱这些年轻的。弟兄和姐妹。
We can't say that the guardians, or like the elders in church, don't love those young people in the church.
他们一定爱。
They do love them.
但是他为什么在这保罗还在这说，为父的却不多
？But why would Paul say here that you do not have many fathers？
所以，因为这个父爱是完完全全不一样。
Because the love of a father is different.
他的心意是完全要把这个孩子让他成长成大。
His whole purpose and role is that the child will grow and become mature.
他没有和孩子之间，他所培养之间没有任何的竞争的关系。
There's nothing competitive in nature.
他甚至可以为他的儿子可以舍命。
And the father would be willing to sacrifice his own life for their children.
这就是我们主耶稣，我们所看到的，我们主耶稣基督如何在家中这样尽忠，他为他的教会舍命一样。
That's how we saw, we can see that how Jesus Christ, was faithful to his church and his family and was sacrificing his own life for the church.
所以他这个父亲心，他不只是教导，他而且是喂养。
So this kind of fatherhood heart is not only training, but also nurturing and providing.
所以做师父，他可能在教导方面比较多一点，但是在喂养方面，可能就不像父亲那样多。So
a guardian may do more in training and teaching, but not so much as in nursing and nurturing.
所以我们还记得吗？耶稣他在问彼得，他三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？”
So if you remember. That Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
问完了之后，就是说你喂养我的羊。And
after that, he said, "You feed my sheep."
然后还说你喂养我的小羊。Feed
my lamb.
所以在前提是有这个爱。So
the prerequisite is love.
这个爱，而且是从神那里来的爱。So
the love from Christ, from God.
所以我们在教会里面的弟兄姐妹，特别是弟兄啊，在这里，我们真是要看到。 保罗在这里，他的这里，他的说，他在这里，我们给我们的劝啊，他是求你们，他是求你们啊，效法我。So
that's why Paul was telling the church of Corinth, and he specifically used the word "I urge you to imitate me."
我们从师父的这个光景，慢慢能够成为有父来爱这些年轻人的光景。So
we should turn from the angle of the perspective of being the guardian to actually being the father to love our young people.
这本身也是一个我们里面生命一个成长。
This is our spiritual growth of our spiritual life itself.
我们也知道，就像彼得，他到最后他非常的成熟的时候，他也在他的书信里面有这样写道。
Just as when Peter grew mature in spirit, and he wrote in the book of Peter's,
因为他没有忘记主耶稣所给他的托付,
because he did not forget what Jesus asked him to do.
因为耶稣问了他三次，你爱我吗？
Because Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?"
所以主耶稣把他的羊托付给他的门徒，像彼得这样子。
So Jesus actually gave his lamb and sheep to his apostle like Paul,
所以,
like Peter. Sorry.
所以彼得他才彼得前书第五章里面特别这样的语重心长的写下来这些话。So
Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 5 these verses.
他是对教会里面的年长的或者长老们说的话。He
was speaking to the elders of the church.
第二节说，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
Verse 2 says, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care."
因为是要按着神的旨意来照管他们，而不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Watching over them, not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be.
也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve.
就像父亲一样的，父亲对待儿子，父亲不会是从儿子身上要想得到什么。
Just like how a father treats his son, it's not for pursuing dishonest gain.
但是做父亲的心，他是甘心乐意，他要真是帮助他的儿子能够成长。But
a father, the heart of a father is eager and willing to serve his son, to help him grow and to be mature.
也不是辖制这些神所托付你们的羊群。
And it's not lording it over those who entrust it to you.
乃是做这些羊群的榜样。
But being examples to the flock.
所以我们在这里，我们真是借着神的话语，我们特别是在今天父亲节的时候，我们真是鼓励在这里在座的弟兄们。
So on this Father's Day, by God's word, we really encourage all the brothers here.
我们真是很勇敢的拿起神所给我们的，要我们在地上所做的属灵方面的带领的仆人。
Be courageous and be the servant that God wants us to be on this servant leader that God wants us to be on this earth.
就以主耶稣为榜样。
And following Jesus Christ as our example.
我们在家里，我们在工作地方和我们在教会，神的家中，我们都要真正活出一个有以父心肠为心的这样的一个父亲的角色来。
So at home, at work, and in church, the God's household, we can all live out this life that has the fatherhood heart, and just like Jesus Christ has shown us.
特别是当你在教会侍奉的时候。而要看到有更多的这些孩子们，不是说一是你生的是孩子，你要在主里看到这些在主里的这些孩子们，你有这样的父心去爱他们，去帮助他们。
So especially when you're serving at church, when you see these kids that you did not give birth to, but they are still the church, the children of the church, and you can really have the heart of a father to serve them.
真是让啊，我们在地上神所给我们的角色，做出父亲的角色来的时候，我们去荣耀神。
So truly, as we live on this earth and being the father, this role of father that God has asked us to play, that we will be playing this role to glorify God.
所以我们啊，在这里，我们不但不亏欠神的荣耀，我们将神的荣耀，将我们的他所赐给我们的恩典，他的话语，让我们活出来的时候，把荣耀完完全全的归给他。
We not only should not fall short of God's glory, but also as we are able to live out God's commandments on this earth, we can give glory to God.
好，我们下面结束，我们还是用主耶稣他教导我们的祷告，我们一起来再读一遍，让我们真正的记住以主的心为心，来如何敬畏我们在这位天上的父，以致我们能够在地上也能够活出一个神要我们活出的父亲的形象出来。
So we'll close by reading together the Lord's Prayer so that we will live out God's will on earth as it is in heaven and so that we can glorify our God's name.
是在马太福音第六章九节到十三节。
Let's all turn to Matthew chapter 9 to 13.
那么我们就中英文我们就一起念。
So Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13. Let's all read together. Matthew 6, 9 to 13.
好，第九节开始。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
免我们的债,
as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And
do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. 也真是愿我们在座的所有做父亲的，我们真是靠着我们的主在地上继续做荣耀他的见证。
May all the fathers be a testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ, for His glory through His strength.
充充满满有神的祝福
Full of God's blessings.
也使你们的儿女也是一样得到祝福
And may your children be blessed as well.
也使你们在地上的日子长久
And may your days on earth will be long.
多多的做主工
And do more God's work.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.